Talk Show.
Recorded live.
Hello, this is Pastor Martin Luther Dzerzhinsky Lindstedt. And here I am with the very first episode, starting episode of the Movement Turd. Now, I just got on Talk Show, and I really don't know how to go ahead and run this sort of thing. But I'm going to go ahead and give it a try for, I think it's just only for 15 minutes. And if I don't like it, I'll go ahead and delete the thing. But eventually what happens is that this is just me going ahead trying to figure out how to go ahead and run this thing. Now, I've talked about doing it, but I haven't done it yet. And, well, I've done it now. In any case, I'm just going ahead rambling on because I really don't have a program or anything like that just yet. And today is Super Bowl day, so nobody's going to go ahead and be wanting to go ahead and call on or do anything like that, except maybe women or something like that. But anyway, I hope to, when I get done, have a little song like Dave Ball's Thinking Problem, but turned into I Do Believe We've Got a Wigger Problem. And I pretty well want to go ahead and say, what is wrong with the bowel movement as of today? And what happens is I'll move it to Sunday. I think Sunday is the best day. I can go ahead and call essentially for free on the weekend using my cell phone. And that way I can go ahead and also interview others or have others go ahead and call in if they wish. In any case, that's pretty well what the plan is. And if it works, fine. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But, you know, essentially what happens is there's a lot of people, they sort of think that everything has got to be just perfect. And like the Russians say, that the perfect should not be the enemy of the good enough. And essentially what I want to do is just simply do the good enough. Now, over the last day or so, VNNF fucktards, what they've been doing is they've been whining that Harold Covington is pretty well needling them about essentially how traitor Alex Linder is a government snitch and VNNF is a false front. Well, it is. Vargina and traitor Glenn Miller are trying to go ahead and deflect suspicion from the fact that essentially traitor Glenn Miller, you know, traitor Alex Linder went ahead and snitched out Mitch Kitt's bill on December 15th. And in order to go ahead and get away with that, what he did is he went ahead and, you know, of all people, talking about how somebody's a homosexual. I mean, someone who's bleeding out his ass shouldn't be talking about homosexuality or at least be talking against it. But essentially, I sort of started the rumor that the gut-sick Weedo Weasel was in Santax Crisco, essentially going ahead and getting his gay bowel syndrome looked into and also going ahead and having his colostomy bag platinum plated. And that's why he hasn't been on the air for 2 weeks. But essentially there are some people wondering what the hell happened to Linder. And what I might do is I might go ahead and do a search, an internet search, and see if Linder's either croaked off or if Linder is in a hospital or something else here. Because it seems like, I don't think he's been off his little feed or off his little VNNF forum for so long. And people are wondering, and rightly so, what the hell happened to Linder. Anyway, I also have to go ahead and deal with Bob Jost and his imprisonment. He went ahead and sent me a letter last week, and I have an answer to it. And I do need to answer to it soon and essentially go ahead and get up. You know, get it put up and pretty well talk about it. Because it's quite important that essentially Zog, it promised things in the constipation and bill of goods. And one of the things it promised is that ordinary people could go ahead and protect themselves with guns against the very regime that they were establishing. You see, they'd overthrown their current form of government, and their declaration says that, you know, the common sense thing is that, yes, the people have a right to overthrow the government whenever it goes ahead and acts against their interest. See, it's the white man's view of government, and what happens, the white man's view of government is limited. You can't trust another man to go ahead and rule over other men. And if the white man can't trust other men to go ahead and rule over other men, That's why, you know, I mean, how can the nigger and the beaner and the gooks go ahead and survive? And the reason is that they've never had anything other than a despotism. They've never had a republic. They're not able to have a republic. And when we were white men and when we were strong, we had a republic. And it lasted for a while until dishonest Abe Lincoln went ahead and, in the name of preserving the republic, destroyed. You know, in a civil war, 600,000 men, women, and children, in order to go ahead and bring it back to a republic in name only. And what it was actually an empire. An empire where corrupt people and Jews, corrupt Whiggers and Jews, essentially rule over their fellows and pretty well rob them blind and do whatever the heck they want to with them. So, essentially, what I'm pretty well preaching is that, you know, today's Zog is a derivation of Babylon. It's actually the third Babylon. The first Babylon was in Genesis chapter 6, where they were race mixing. The second Babylon was under Nimrod, where he tried to go ahead and set up a world empire over whites. And essentially, he would have gone ahead and race mixed them out about, 5,000 years ago. And essentially, you know, the whites could, you know, Yahweh was not going to put up with that, so he confounded their tongue so that white people wouldn't be under one leash, wouldn't be under one government. But yet, you end up having these Whiggers from the Bow Movement try to go ahead and say, well, we need unity. To do what? I got to ask here, what does Trader Glenn Miller, and what does Vagina, the Linda Miller Meerkat, what does Alex Winder offer for unity? And the answer of it is that essentially they just go ahead and print up literature, you know, tabloid pieces of paper that they force on Whiggers and the rest of them that nobody wants to read, that they want to go ahead and whine and bitch about and think that they're oh so moral because they're going ahead and telling the police about it. And that's neither moral, it's neither sense, you know, that don't have any sense to it. It don't pay for itself. The only way it can pay for itself is when you go ahead and put a whole awful lot of money for Miller to go ahead and waste in pointless activity. To go ahead and justify running around and screwing around and finding out about, you know, stuff about people, you know, their mailing addresses, where they live, what they think. And essentially the reason that Zog is paying for it, just like the Order foolishly did, is to go ahead and get a sense as to where these people exist. That Order bank money didn't do anything for the Order and didn't do anything for the Resistance. All it did was go ahead and reveal what corrupt people who got the money would do. Be it Don Gaiman or Trader Glenn Miller. And the only one who actually made anything out of it here was William Pierce. According to legend, he got, 400,000 of it. And he managed to go ahead and make something of it. But when he died, and there's a lot of people who thought that, you know, the feds knew about it. Essentially, they went ahead and had that club over him. And essentially what happened, the feds went ahead and thought that this $3.1 or however many million dollars was stolen was a good thing, because by going ahead and bringing money, you went ahead and brought not absolute control, you know, not overt control, but you brought silent control. You ended up going ahead and holding over the heads of the people who ended up getting the money the fact that they could go to prison for receiving stolen money. And as a result, they would go ahead and give the names of the people that Zog didn't know to Zog. And that's essentially what BNNF is. And that's what Sperm Front is. They're essentially data mining organizations designed to go ahead and find out which Whigger is being naughty, which Whigger is not being nice. Because what happens if you're getting on an overt white nationalist site, that means that you don't believe in Zog and Babylon. You don't believe in race mixing. You don't believe in submerging the races. And even though you're not Christian identity, what it means is that you are a possible Christian identity or clan or whatever Nazi supporter. And that is what frightens Zog. I've been to this Topeka rally, and I have seen 80 or 100 pigs scared shitless of less than two dozen white nationalists and turning their back to 400 or 500 niggers in a mob. Niggers and Whiggers in a mob. And the niggers and Whiggers, they're scared of the white man. essentially what happens to the pigs. And the reason the pigs are scared is that when you have an actual white revolution, when you actually have whites rebelling, when you actually have whites fighting, those go in the government, then guess what? The government doesn't have long to last. It's not going to go ahead and be around very much longer. And that is why Zog is scared shitless of all this, these people fighting, not wanting anything to do with the resistance. So as a result, they try to go ahead and keep an eye on all these people. They're scared of them. They're quite scared of them. And as a result, they go ahead and, they fuss, they fight, they go ahead and try to keep an eye on you. Now, I sort of lost, because I'm fiddling around with the controls here on TalkShoe. Essentially, I don't know how to go ahead and run this. So, what I'm doing is I'm sort of messing with this, and I'm not sure if this thing is actually being recorded. I hope it is. It says that there's a recording going on, but I don't know how long I am into this. So, anyway, I'll just go ahead and ramble on a little bit. And especially when I get tired of it, I'll go ahead and end it here. It has a little thing which says end. So, I hear a little beep, beep, beep in my ear. So I think what it'll do is it'll go ahead and record it. And I'm not sure if I'll really like what it goes here, but I said I would go ahead and do this on a Sunday. I didn't expect to do it this early of a Sunday, but I certainly didn't want to have it compete with the Super Bowl or anything like that here. I'm not really a big fan of Nigger Ball, but I often do go ahead and record it and pretty well find out what the big deal is. You go ahead and record how these teams got to the Super Bowl and the great games they played and how they managed to do it, you go ahead and essentially don't have to look at the stupid football games. While I was in the Nut House, that's what people watched, and it was better than nothing. So in some cases, it was better than nothing. If I had a good book, I'd go ahead and read the book and sort of have to pay half of mine to the football game. But I'm not even sure who's playing. Well, I think the Ravens, I think Baltimore, but Baltimore may be the Ravens. So essentially, I think the Ravens are playing, somebody called the Ravens are playing somebody else, and I don't know who it is. So, to show how little it means to me, I haven't gone ahead and looked it up. But I'll get up tomorrow and pretty well put a DVD blank in one of my DVD recorders. And for those of you who go ahead and pay attention to Zog, I learned the hard way back in 1995 that what you do is in order to go ahead and find out what the hell's going on, like when Oklahoma City occurred, well, I woke up. I'd been in Springfield attending a Libertoon meeting. I was sleeping in, and I didn't wake up till 9:15 when Roxy said somebody blew up the federal building in Oklahoma City, and that was in the news. So what I did is I got up, I stripped off a VCR blank, and what I did is I put it in a VCR. And what I should have done is I should have gone ahead and stripped off another blank tape and put it into another VCR, because I had, two, three TVs. I think I had two, maybe three TVs, one in the front room, one in the bedroom, and one in my computer room. And essentially, you end up having that. Now, what happens is VCR tapes are sort of big and bulky and hard to store. And what happens is the DVR recorder has gone ahead and replaced these video cassette tapes. Now, if I want to go ahead and record a song or a video or something like that, I'll go ahead and record it on VCR, and then I'll go ahead and dub it to the tape. But as a result, if you go ahead and get a recordable one, you can go ahead and record it, and then you can go ahead and move it into chapters and name those chapters, and then you go ahead and cut it to a permanent DVR, a regular one that's not, you know, not a read-write, it's not a read-write one. Usually a non-read-write one, you can only record once. And if it messes up the tape, you're screwed. But whereas if you go ahead and use a read-write one, if it boogers the thing up, you can always go ahead and just re-record over it or something like that. I mean, it's, you can read and write to it many times. Now, I wouldn't recommend reading and writing to it more than four or five times, but since you go ahead and buy a stack of 25 for $21, essentially what you're getting is you're getting up to 6 hours of recording for less than a dollar. And you can buy a big old thing to go ahead and store them in. And essentially I got the nightly news stored for the past year and 2 or 3 months, since December of 2008. And essentially what you do is that when you have something like that going on, an event like Oklahoma City, I learned, the hard way is that what I should have done is I should have gone ahead and recorded what was going on, because when the press doesn't know what's going on, it don't like dead airspace, so it speculates. And what it actually does, it does report what news does get found. And what happens is I remember them going ahead and stopping the rescue effort because they thought there was another bomb coming off. Well, what happens is that it's just like the actual, mainline conspiracy theory is that essentially Zog went ahead and he knew Timothy Veigh was coming. Zog knew Timothy Veigh was coming. They sent him. And essentially he detonated a small truck bomb, and they detonated the support column bombs. Essentially that's what ended up killing all these women and children. And essentially Zog killed, these people at the Oklahoma City at the Oklahoma City federal building. Because, first of all, Zog did it directly by going ahead and detonating the second bomb, but also Zog did it directly by going ahead and knowing Timothy Veigh was coming, and essentially Bill Clinton looked like he was going to become one-termer. And as a result of showing how firm he could be, as a result of Waco or whatever, after Waco, what happens is that he ended up getting the second term. End up beating the Republicans, because Republicans should have pounced on Waco, should have demanded Janet Reno's criminal conviction, and should have hung it around. But essentially the Republicans were working with the Democrats, as usual, in going ahead and destroying the social order. Well, after Oklahoma City, the next big event, next Zog false front thing was 9/11. And when I heard, again, I woke up after the fact with Roxy telling me is that there's a explosion, and there's these so-called Muslim terrorists flying jets into big planes, and they're coming down. Well, what I did is at this time I went ahead and had plenty of VCR tapes, and I went ahead and put them in the VCR, and I had an office down the trailer, and I went ahead and put it in the VCR, and I set it for 6 hours. And what happens then is that Roxy's mom had to go to a doctor's appointment, and I ended up going ahead and driving them up there. And afterwards, the VCR tapes are going ahead and recording for 6 hours. And that's the thing to do here. You don't need to have high quality or high fidelity recordings. You just have to have long ones for the last 6 hours. And essentially I did that with those VCR tapes. And I got a bunch of VCR tapes, and generally you don't know how to go ahead and do them here. What happens is that's why the DVR recorder is so much better, because it's smaller. And what happens, you can write on the label essentially what's going on. And if it's a pretty important tape or a pretty important DVD, you can go ahead and record plenty of them, using just a regular computer system. So you can go ahead and make yourself a mix or something like that and prove your point. So that's what you do whenever there's a major undertaking here. Now, like tomorrow, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and Oh, didn't quite get all of it off 6-hour tape. Probably what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and on one DVR, I'm going to go ahead and record. You know, and what happens is I got the two DVRs I got are the same make and model and brand, which is a good thing. Because what you do if you have the same make and model and brand, then what happens is, you know, I bought one in December 2008 and it worked real good. So I bought another JVC of the same make, model, and brand. And essentially, what happens is that it'll use the same remote. You know, that's a good thing about it. You can go ahead with one remote, you can go ahead and turn one on in one room and turn another one off in another room. So essentially, that's what I do with the news. I mean, you know, sometimes I lay a bed here. It's not really important. But you know, let's say Obongo is making a nigger speech and somebody needs to record it. Well, I go ahead and I record it. Then afterwards, since it's a read-write disk, I'm able to go ahead and edit the thing. You know, you can't edit the thing if it's a record-once disk here. It's a regular positive disk. What happens, a positive disk costs around 35 cents, whereas a read-write disk costs close to a dollar, but on the other hand, you can go ahead and work with it. And you can go ahead and use it and copy it to a cheaper one if it's nothing of any great importance. And then, once you know how to do it, you can go ahead and put it on there. You can go ahead and put it on your computer and go ahead and do a screen save, and you can go ahead and save this, still photo and go ahead and put it to the words, like what you're going to go ahead and do. So, yeah, I mean, every person in the movement, if they want to, can go ahead and essentially be a video or audio producer. Can be a sort of cut-rate Steven Spielberg. And we're not talking about something that costs a couple million dollars. We're talking about something that is really expensive. This call, for example, is being done using a cell phone on the talk show. And essentially what happens is I'll go ahead and save it to talk show, and then I'll go ahead and download the thing onto a DVD, onto a DVR and onto a hard drive. And then I'll ask Pastor Fink to go ahead and store it on his program. And as a result, I'll have links on my web pages. I'm not allowed to have streaming audio or video. But that's a way to where we can go ahead and create a Christian Identity News Network news network. Essentially, we can have actual audio and video. And, some of these people, they get pretty good at doing a radio show. But what they're talking about is the same stupid crap. And essentially, what happens is that I want to go ahead and do something different. I essentially want to go ahead and, since I am a chieftain in the movement, I want to go ahead and tell people what the hell's going on. It's not difficult. It's not difficult at all. Now, I'll use some talk show later on. I'll go ahead and get that thing settled down. Right now it's 2:59 in the morning, and as a result, there's nothing going on very much at all, and I don't expect anybody to call. In fact, that's one of the reasons I went ahead and talked, because I wanted to get done today, but if I didn't like the result, I'd go ahead and delete it. So, anyway, let me see what to say. I don't know. I mean, this is pretty well what to go ahead and do in real life. I mean, about everybody, I don't know, a lot of people, they go ahead and they get the bills and they don't end up having a bunch of good stuff they can go ahead and do or buy or, whatever. I have a whole bunch of electronic toys. I'm able to go ahead and run them. And essentially, I have a whole bunch of paper and junk and stuff all stacked up here. And, essentially being thrown in jail didn't do anything for here. Essentially, I just got all the stuff I got up in totes and stacked up again. I don't know where any of the stuff is. But, essentially what happens is by going ahead and digitalizing it, you go ahead and make it, you make it far more fragile than paper, but on the other hand, you go ahead and make it far more easily stackable. you can go ahead and save it. Now, the problem is that for someone who's had a computer since February of 1993, the problem, though, is that the problem is that the standards for the 386 and the 486 and the Pentium, by the time you go ahead and get to the DVD stuff and the the Microsoft Windows Vista and the rest of the stuff, it don't go ahead and translate very well. I mean, what happens is that you can't read a brand new formatted disk from Vista on the old equipment. In some cases, the stuff from the old equipment don't translate very well. You know, like these MPEG one programs, which were video from just regular TV tuner broadcasts, they don't translate very well to the newer stuff. There's always an error or a fault or something like that. But in any case, you can go ahead and create a whole bunch of information. Like, for example, like I said, I have stacked on a DVD case. You know, they cost, I think, $30 or $26, and it goes ahead and holds 300-some discs. Well, by holding 300 discs, I'm able to go ahead and hold what went on, in December 2008 in the news, what went on all of 2009, and what went on the first couple months of 2010. I'm able to go ahead and store the monthly data disk. I'm able to go ahead and store a number of things by going ahead and using that. And that can be a quite helpful thing. So anyway, tomorrow I'll just go ahead and get up and probably go ahead and set for 4 hours a listing of the Super Bowl stuff here. And then since people want to go ahead and read the Super Bowl ads, go ahead and have 4 hours and then have the other machine ready to go ahead and record the other thing for another 4 hours. That way I'll have an overlap. And as a result, go ahead and be able to have pretty well what happened then, and people go. I can go ahead and look at it later if I want to on a DVD disc. And what happens is you go ahead, you don't exactly clean you can go ahead and clean off the things if you want to go ahead and break it up. But what you do is just go ahead and get to where. Just go ahead and fast forward through the commercials. It goes ahead and does a complete chapter jump away from the commercials if you want to later. And you go ahead and set to where it has the title or something like that. So anyway, that's a very good thing to have, is have two DVR recorders. And what happens, it depends whether or not you have a high-definition TV. If you have high-definition TV, the DVR recorders are down to about $100 or so. If you don't, if you just have regular cable, generally the DVRs with a digital antenna ends up costing about $200. These JVCs cost around $200 a piece. But on the other hand, I have the money and I can go ahead and afford that sort of thing. And essentially, what happens? You don't buy the bottom of the line electrical equipment. You don't buy the top of the line. You just go ahead and buy the Sweet Zone, and I usually go ahead and buy some Toshibas. I sort of like Toshibas when they're on sale. So they've worked real good for me. And since I go ahead and write quite a bit, my last Toshiba was from the mistakes made from the first Toshiba. I buy a notebook computer with a light, with white keys. That way, if I go ahead and wear the keys off, I can go ahead and get one of them transfer letters here with dark letters to go ahead and transfer onto the light. But what happens is nowadays they don't sell any more light letter transfers, so you can go ahead and transfer onto dark. So anyway, I'm pretty well rambling on, and I pretty well got away from the movement turd. But essentially, that's what, you know, that's what the, that's pretty well what my program's going to be. It's going, I'm going to call it the Bowel Movement Turd. And essentially, what it's going to be is it's going to go ahead and be talking on Wednesday. And what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to go ahead and try to get to, an actual program outline, pretty well telling what I want to go ahead and say. And pretty well what happens is it's going to be always scheduled on, you know, I'm going to try to go ahead and do it every Sunday, tell what's going on, what went on in the bowel movement during the last week. And by going ahead and doing so, I'll go ahead and say what went on in the bowel movement last week. And what happens, I'm going to try to go ahead and make it an hour long. And pretty well the format's going to be, I pretty well talk, and you all listen, if you want, for the first half hour. And if people got any questions, they go ahead and call in. And the idea of Sunday is that, essentially, for those of you who have unlimited night and weekends, you can go ahead and call in then. So, essentially, that's what, you know, that's what the purpose of it is to go ahead and allow people on a budget to go ahead and call in. Now, what with Skype and the rest of the stuff, but a lot of the older people, they don't know how to go ahead and use that Skype or anything like that here, and I don't want them having a large landline bill. But essentially what happens is I want to go ahead and talk about what's going on in the movement. And what happens if people want to go ahead and listen to what I have to say, they can go ahead and do that. And what I'll do is that I'll go ahead and I'll go ahead and keep one version on TalkShoe, but excuse me. Also what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and ask Pastor Fink to go ahead and save on his server a sort of stripped down version of it. And that way they can go ahead and download the thing. And essentially what I do in the meantime is I go ahead and listen to what I said and I go ahead and type up. And that way I can go ahead and access, you know, people can go ahead and access and listen to it as, you know, listen to what's going on. They can go ahead and go to that particular link while they're going ahead. So what happens is it's an interactive, it's, you know, I'm thinking of it having it be an interactive talk show. And then for the last, half hour to 15 minutes, I end up going ahead and accepting callers. And I'm not really scared of people calling because, essentially, I do think I'm smarter than the average Whigger. Certainly smarter than the average Jew or Mamzer. Because, essentially, it don't really matter to me what a Jew or Mamzer thinks. A Jew or Mamzer doesn't think. He just thinks Mamzer stuff. He just thinks Jew stuff because he's a Jew or a Mamzer. You know, he acts according to his own nature. And he can't go ahead and stop being what he is. So, anyway, that's pretty well what I'm thinking the format is. And if I end up going ahead and learn how to play guitar or something like that, and I bought a guitar for Christmas. I bought a acoustic, a small acoustic guitar, and first I'm wanting to go ahead and learn how to play it. So I go ahead and give myself some musical accompaniment. I'm not talking about anything great. And generally, the song I have picked up as the theme music is, I do believe, Dave Ball's I Got a Whigger Problem. So, anyway, I'm not going to have it right then, but, right now, but I do hope to go ahead and have that. So anyway, that's pretty well what the format's going to be. And essentially, I just came into it this morning, got up, couldn't sleep, and I got up, and essentially I started to work on this thing. So, essentially what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go ahead and do it every Sunday, and then if something goes up, I'll have maybe on an ad hoc basis here without any notification on Wednesdays, or on any other day when there is some, you know, actual movement going on, you know, in the bowel movement, I'll go ahead and, you know, speak. You know, without any guests or without very much introduction or anything like that. And it'll be sort of really Well, it'll be more unstructured than even this is. Essentially, I just went ahead and I'm trying to figure out how to use this program, and I don't really know how to. So I'm going to go ahead and learn how to use this program, and its essential basics will go ahead and improve. But essentially what I want to do is I want to go ahead and create to where people can find out what is going on from a truthful source. Whether they like the source or not, that's another matter. But essentially what happens is I'll go ahead and state exactly what I think is going on in the bowel movement today or for the past week. And whether or not you like it or not doesn't really matter. Now, as time goes on, if people, I'm not going to be like Jim Giles and promise to go ahead and do an interview and then chicken shit out on it here. If I say I'm going to do an interview with somebody, I'll do an interview with somebody. It's up to them to go ahead and, call in. So, as the year goes ahead, I hope to have a good amount of shows to be done and for people to go ahead and listen. And by the way, I mean, this is, I'm a dual seed like Christian identity pastor, but I really don't talk too much about Christian identity, religion, or dogma, because I assume that if you listen, that you are either, well, if you're an enemy of it, who cares? You're not here to listen to me talk about Christian identity, religion, because essentially you're here to talk, hear me talk about Christian identity politics or movement politics. And I don't think there's anybody in the bowel movement who knows more about the political aspects than myself. So, I don't need to go ahead and work with a net. I don't need to work with notes as far as what is going on. You got to realize, for the vast majority of the bowel movement, most of them are just nothing more than Zog false fronts. If they're going ahead and showing up an expensive program, the chances are one of two things. They're either selling wheat berries or they're selling colloidal silver, they're selling junk that you don't need, or, in the case of Trader Glenn Miller, they're a Zog false front. And if they're going ahead and doing stuff that doesn't make any sense, and littering people's lawns with stuff that they not only didn't want, but they actively hate, how are you accomplishing anything by going ahead and annoying people? By shoving your views that they've been taught to hate and dislike onto people. What happens is that these people are going to imitate this regime sooner or later. And essentially, they don't need your stupidity, Trader Glenn Miller. Your amoral, drunken idiocy to go ahead to where they end up hating the government. They're beginning to hate it now because Social Security is about to go ahead and go under within a year or two. They're talking about it going. They're talking about going bankrupt in 5 to 10 years. No, this now what they're calling is they're calling it the greatest recession. You know what I mean? They're not called the Great Depression because that's the name of it. You got to understand, the term recession was a term to go ahead and replace the term depression, and depression, as an economic depression, was a term used to replace the earlier term, which was called panic. Before 1929, they referred to these panics. The panic of 1836, the panic of 1873, the panic of 1907. They referred to them as panics. Well, they got because essentially people were panicked. They end up losing their money in banks held by crooked banksters. And essentially it was a panic because people were trying to go ahead and things were going down. They'd panic, and they run to the bank, and they'd do a run on the bank. And then go ahead and truncate these weak banks. But they'd also go ahead and bring somewhat stronger banks. But essentially, you've had crooked bankers since banks. And they used to call it panics. Then, in 1929, they called it a depression, as an economic depression. And what happens? They had one hell of an economic depression. So after that, they called it recessions. You know, they've called, you know, I mean, they had, I think, the recession of 1948. They had the recession of 1980, you know, when Ronald Reagan came in. And he ended up the inflation of the Carter administration by going ahead and creating an economic recession then. And what happens, they used to have these recessions every so often. But what they've done is they've gone ahead and inflated all these bubbles. The internet bubble of the 2000, you know, which went burst. 2001, you know, and, you know, what happens, they have the economic housing bubble, and what happens, all these bubbles are going on and on and on, and what happens, these jobs are going overseas. Generally, the Zogland don't make hardly anything anymore, so as a result, there's no real economic activity. All there is just going ahead and paper, buying and selling paper assets to find to go ahead and find another fool. And I would recommend that people go ahead and read Carl Denninger's market-ticker.org to go ahead and see what is going on. And essentially, pretty well, the people who go ahead and know what's going on, they say that there's no coming out of this economic depression here. It's, you know, now I heard on Talmud Vision this past week, they call it the Great Recession. You know, because they can't call it the Great Depression because that name's already been taken, but they call this the Great Recession. And well, they're admitting that this shit ain't going to get out for another 5 years. Well, if they ain't going to get out for another 5 years, and essentially you have $2 trillion deficits, and there's nobody go ahead and buy this stuff because China, you know, I mean, we can't buy anything from China because we're all in debt now, and there's no buying it. Who's going to go ahead and buy it? And the answer is it's going to go ahead and be paid for out of hyperinflation. So if you got money now, go ahead and buy stuff that you can't make, and go ahead and learn to go ahead and grow your own food. Learn to do these things. Go ahead and buy high quality, you know, fairly good quality. I'm not talking about the highest quality, but I'm talking about good quality tillers or farm equipment, you know, agriculture, you know, I mean, you know, we're not talking about, you know, tractor or anything like that. We're talking about buying stuff that you can go ahead and fix and repair. Go ahead and buy you a good modern computer. And I know that my friend, Pastor Sixkiller, hates Windows. But essentially, Windows is where about everything is at, you know, whether you like it or not. Even though it has viruses that you've got to go ahead and do. I mean, if you're careful about where you download, you won't go ahead and get it. You know, it's the idiots who have viruses, the ones who go ahead and look for porn. So just in real life, they go ahead and get a virus from, you know, promiscuous sex. So too, they get a virus from promiscuous downloading of stuff that they really ought to do anyway. So go ahead and get a, you know, good model computer here. You know, if you're not a truck driver, you're not somebody who travels outside your area very much, get you a good cell phone plan. I mean, you can get a cell phone plan of what? At Walmart, you can get 30 minutes, 1,000 minutes for 30 days for $30. 1,000 text messages, whatever. And what happens is you don't have a contract. So you can go ahead and essentially live fairly cheaply if you know what you're doing. And if you have a chance, go ahead and buy yourself a freezer and buy stuff, buy food when it's on sale. And essentially, you can live, you know, economically if you want to. You know, if you don't want to, well, you know, that's another matter. If you're a spendthrift, there's no way you're going to go ahead and be a rich man by being a spendthrift. Anyway, that's about it. And, I think I covered... You know, essentially, what happens is that the news of this past week is that trader Alex Winder has been disappearing from VNNF for the last 2 weeks, longest he's ever, and people like me are speculating what happened to Alex Winder. And I sort of think the little weasel has gotten real sick, and I don't know if he's dying or what here, and I really don't like him at all, and I think, you know, I think if he croaked off, it'd be a good thing for the move, because all he is just a little lying sneak who went ahead and ratted out Bill White And in order to go ahead and get around the fact that he did rat out Bill White, they did data mine, as he uses, him and Trey Glenn Miller are essentially a Zog outpost here, and essentially processing all sorts of stupid crap here, and essentially it don't amount to nothing here. There's no sense. I mean, what happens is that easily half the people on VNNF are just Jew trolls anyway, who are going ahead and spying on the rest of them. It's worse than a Klan meeting. At a Klan meeting, at least maybe about a third of them were federal agents or more. But what happens on VNNF here, probably better than half are little Zog snoops and sneaks and little Jews playing, Nazi. And Jews love to play Nazi. Covington was pretty well saying that in his podcast here. Me, I'm not worried so much as Covington is about making it a wonderful show. I mean, I just go ahead and just do it down and dirty. But essentially, Linder hasn't been on for over 2 weeks on VNNF here, and I'm able to go ahead and find that out because I have a sock puppet account over there, and I go ahead and see, and he hasn't been on there for over 2 weeks. And essentially, Trader Glenn Miller and Varg, as I call him, Varg Giant, Linder Miller Meerkat. Essentially, they're going nuts away because Covington's pretty well saying, essentially pointing out that Linder essentially is a rat. So as I pointed out, the same thing. Anyway, you can read more about it on Christian Nationalist Forum, which is running, sponsored by the Church of Jesus Christ Christian Aryan Nations of Missouri, at www.whitenationalist.org/forum. That's whitenationalist.org/forum. And that's pretty well the web page that ends up being updated. There's not a lot of people on that web page, but on the other hand, the ones who do show up here, I pretty well have to deal with Russian porn spammers. But if you have a decent looking name, I'll go ahead and make you a probationary member. If I like what you post, you'll be on. But essentially, there's not people posting. But then again, it's not like VNNF or Spermfront or even StumbleIn. I don't have 10,000. I don't have 1,000 wiggers, each with 1,000 mod dick posts. And essentially, I really don't want a lot of clowns on my forum. I want people to go ahead and think. People able to go ahead and do. And thank God that the Christian identity forums are usually comprised of people who are able to think, who are willing to go ahead and do something about it. So, essentially, I mean, you might end up having a bunch of spies or a Jew spy or two, but essentially it don't work out very well. So anyway, this is about it here, and this is Pastor Martin Luther Dierzinski Linstead for the very first episode of the Bowel Movement Turd. And you heard it on the Turd. Hail victory. Goodbye.